Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Now we gathered here on the universe at this time to listen to the 36 black notes of the piano. There's 36 black notes and 52 white notes. We don't mean to eliminate nothing. But we're going to just hear the black notes at this time, if you don't mind. Blackness. B-L-S-K!
The name of the piece, Blackness, it's Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Causing us to think about how throughout the last century of recorded and photographed history, the civil rights struggle has been documented, it's been recalled, it's been curated and repurposed by artists and writers, from poets like Langston Hughes to jazz musicians for many generations, painters, hip-hop artists. History has a soundtrack. And the understanding of history has always been a matter of sampling, artifacts pulled from time. Our next guest, Paul Miller, a.k.a. DJ Spooky, is a sampler and a historian and an artist. He's mixed clips into a digital media collage that was commissioned specifically for the NAACP's centennial, the birthday taking place here in New York. It's called Wings of Change, a composition and homage to the NAACP on 100 Years of Change. How do you sample a whole 100 years of history, Paul Miller?
Well, I guess you just call it hip-hop at this point. But yeah. What's so funny about the last 100 years is that I think we've just kind of grown used to it. If you think about before there were records, everything had to be live. I mean, you had oral culture. You know, if you go back to ancient Greece, you go back to West Africa with the griot, so many people would mix stories anyway, right? You know, so
sure.
If you're listening to the Iliad and you're around a campfire, everybody had to memorize it.
It was an oral tradition from the beginning. If you could sample something from pre-recorded time in that 100 years of the NAACP's history, what would you want? An audio recording of W.E.B. Du Bois, or
there are recordings.
There are some.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Before that 100 years, what would be really wild? There's an amazing black pianist. Actually, you guys were just playing Rahsaan Roland Kirk, the sax player. Named, if I remember correctly, Blind Tom Bethune. And he's one of the first black sort of rock star pianists, but there's no recordings of him existing. He was right after the Civil War.
That's
he was the first star piano player.
Well, here's a familiar voice.
Now the Negro families no longer suffer the humiliation of being turned away because of their race.
Of course, President Lyndon Johnson, part of your sample, part of your piece, Winds of Change. What inspired you to begin with Lyndon Johnson there?
Well, two things. One, JFK never really completed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, obviously because of the assassination. And what ends up happening with hip-hop is I really think that Lyndon Johnson's Great Society plan and the way that it changed urban relationships, you know, if you think about New York in the 60s, you had Robert Moses kicking in later, you know, with
the
whole
idea
of the cross.
Sure, the developer here in New
York, yeah. But historians like Trisha Rose, who wrote a great book called Black Noise, traces the development of hip-hop to a lot of what was going on in the South Bronx because of the demolition of public spaces and so on. But Lyndon Johnson really set the tone for the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. So I felt it's actually one of the few things that one would have expected of him as a Southern senator from Texas, right? If we
Indeed.
Think of our last Texas Bush, you know.
Well, I love how in your language, DJ Spooky, we get the sense of the musical artifacts and the politics all mixed in together, and one isn't the bed for the other, one isn't in the foreground, they're all sort of together. Let's try to construct a more contemporary moment, and let's begin with this, which is a piece of your Winds of Change. Tell me, first of all, your inspiration from here.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, you're hearing kind of a sweeping orchestral kind of swelling, kind of really beautiful, and then the beat is very minimalist, which allows, I think, a little bit more of an instrumental take on things. And I've tended to find a lot of hip-hop is symphonic, and it's a very strange way. People sample strings. The violin that you just heard kick in is based loosely on a repeating motif taken from Go Down Moses.
Which is an old gospel tune.
It's classic, kind
deep
of.
Deep in there, yeah.
So black violin is a really renowned string ensemble that translates hip-hop into classical music. So I work with them, and I write music, you know, like 16th note, A-sharp, that kind of stuff. So the idea is hip-hop composer. And
that is fused with the inspiration for this here.
Oh, that's Buddhist, you know, what they call sort of prayer bells. These guys gather in the mountains in Tibet, and they will have these horns that calls everyone to prayer. And that's mixed with a hip-hop beat.
And it comes from a project, though, which is related to the D.W. Griffith's movie, Rebirth of a Nation. Mm-hmm. Explain, first of all, why that becomes an inspiration for this NAACP project.
Okay, well, let me dig in the crates a little bit in terms of hip-hop to bring you back a little. Everybody thinks African-American culture is strictly American, which to me is a huge problem. We're hyper-diverse or hyper-globalized. There's been Africans in India. There's been Africans in, you know, whether you think of Ethiopia's relationship to, like, even China. And there's a whole sense of globalization that I think got lost in the mix of the last 100 years or so. So the Rebirth of a Nation project was to kind of look at how Griffith's film had focused on just trying to reduce everybody to these very distinct cliches, you know. And I got the rights to Griffith's film, and he left his estate to Harvard and to the Museum of Modern Art. The idea was to apply DJ technique to cinema. So they had this motto of the director as DJ. And if you think about soundtracks and the way people have always used sound to kind of make a film really fill out the, you know, the screen, you know, it's 21st century. So I wanted to update that and think about hip-hop as a way of kind of reaching back to globalized sort of pan-humanism or Africa.
And politically, you know, Birth of a Nation needed some updating.
Well, it's a twisted film.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the NAACP got started mainly as a huge protest movement against the treatment of black, you know, in terms of lynching. But hip-hop, if you think about the 21st century, I think we still think of it as a sort of a social movement, whereas the political aspects sometimes get... I'm a huge Mos Def and Talib Kweli fan. I'm a big fan of... what was going on with the Native Tongues movement, like Tribe Called Quest, Jungle mm-hmm. Brothers, stuff like that. Even Diggable Planets, my God, it's been ages. You know, if you think back, you know, I'm cool like that. You know, it's a great track. But, you know, I really try as much as possible to mix in different styles.
Well, you know, one of the things that you also do, excuse me, is that you really work on intellectual property and sometimes are associated with the Creative Commons movement to look at what should be copyrighted and how it should be copyrighted. How do you feel that you remixing history then itself should be remixed? Do you make any of this available for people to remix?
Oh, absolutely. Everything from the website, so it's myspace.com/DJSpooky, to my own DJSpooky.com site, everything, about 95% of it is pretty much open source oriented. And my next album is going to be called The Secret Song, and it's narrated by a Chinese economist in Mandarin. And
But the message is, please try this at home with this material.
Sure, absolutely.
You do it, you know.
But nobody owns language, and I think hip-hop's about vocabulary. It's about beats that are your kind of collective memory. If you think about your record collection, it's about sharing, you know. It's not just about you sitting in your room.
And it's there in your head, and you're sampling it all the time. Let's put together a piece from Winds of Change, which is Paul Miller, a.k.a. DJ Spooky's piece for the NAACP Century Birthday. It's composed of two of those sound bits we just saw and a voice everyone will recognize.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Paul Miller, thanks so much for being here. The piece is Winds of Change, a composition and homage to the NAACP on 100 Years of Change. Multimedia artist Paul Miller is also author of the book Sound Unbound, Sampling Digital Culture, and we hope you'll join us again in December when you launch your latest acoustic project, an audio portrait of the ice melting in Antarctica. There's nothing you won't touch.
Well, yeah, all I can say is it's all just one big record.
You're Paul Miller. I'm John Hockenberry.
Farai Chidea, this is The Takeaway.
Can only be The Takeaway.
A long time to Sherwood Anderson.